Morning online folks, happy to have y'all here. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 34, 1 through 10. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones. For those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We've been talking about beautiful little phrases of holiness in the earliest writings of Scripture. How God calls us to be holy, even in the wilderness, and goes so far as to make us holy, whether in captivity, in the wilderness, or in the promised land. But today, as we give thanks for our loved ones here at Bering who have died over the past couple of years, let us proclaim another beautiful little phrase from Scripture that will form us today in a way that we would not be formed without the Word of God. And I cannot emphasize that enough. If not for the earliest writings of Scripture, we would never have heard this phrase, and we could not have built our entire worship service around it as we're doing today. This beautiful little phrase only appears in Torah, only in the first five books of the Old Testament, of the Pentateuch. The very first mention, the very first time this phrase is mentioned is in Genesis 25:8. Then Abraham breathed his last, and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. Then at the end of Genesis, when Jacob dies, this is what Genesis says. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, blessing each one of them with a suitable blessing. Then he charged them, saying to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my ancestors in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the land in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre, in the land of Canaan, in the field that Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite as a burial site. There Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it were purchased from the Hittites when Jacob ended his charge to his sons. He drew up his feet into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. The very last time that that phrase is used in Scripture is in Deuteronomy 32. There on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people, just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. And there, on the edge of the promised land, is the last time the followers of God used the phrase, gathered to your people. And I don't know why. What if there's something to be said for the last time that phrase is used in the history of God's people is right when they / we are right on the edge of going into the next big thing? What if God had something better planned for them? Now, I don't know whether you remember, but those were the exact questions that I asked back in May of 2021 when we had our last remembrance service. And as we come here today, a few days after what the world calls All Saints Day, those same questions are maybe even more important than they were a couple of years ago. But the questions did not stop there. And here, word for word, is the way we ended a year and a half ago that began us this morning. What if for us today, as we are prayerfully towards the end of the pandemic, that's what I said in May of 2021, what if for us today we can gather our loved ones, gather them to their people as we enter a new promised land, a place of God's presence? Abraham, Jacob, Aaron, gathered to their people. And just like our spiritual ancestors of old, so too our loved ones today, we will give thanks to God today, and our loved ones will be gathered to their people.
Let's stand together and praise God.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and praise him, Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and praise him, Lord of all.
Let's be seated.
When the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall arise, and the splendors immortal shall envelop the skies, when the angel of death shall no longer destroy, and the dead shall awaken in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory. In the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory. In the morning of joy. Oh, the bliss of that morn, when our loved ones we meet, with the songs of the ransomed we each other shall greet, singing praise to the Lamb through eternity's years, with the past all forgotten, with its sorrows and tears. In the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory. In the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory. In the morning of joy.
Hear now the word of the Lord from Revelation 7, verses 9 through 12. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples of languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord.
Let's stand together and sing.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing
that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing
that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing
that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let's be seated.
Hear the word of the Lord from Revelation 7, 13 through 17. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there
in the sweet by and by.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore,
in the sweet
by and by.
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore
by and by.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
By and by,
in the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Good morning. Our communion meditation this morning is from Psalm 107. It's a psalm of God's love and redemption for all of His people. So hear the word of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those He redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert waste, finding no way to an inhabited town, hungry and thirsty. Their souls fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. The word of the Lord. Let's pray together. We thank You, Lord, for Your steadfast love, for Your wonderful works to humankind. Because of Your steadfast love, we the thirsty are satisfied, and we the hungry are filled with good things. We thank You for the gift of Jesus and for His love that was shown to us through His suffering and death on the cross. And we celebrate and are overjoyed with His resurrection that brings redemption and hope. Thank You, Jesus, for giving all of us the invitation to gather around this table of remembrance and to take the bread and the cup together as Your people. Through this act of unity and faith, we are filled and made new each day. We ask Your blessing on the bread and the cup as we take them, and we give You all the praise and glory forever and ever. Amen. The table is open.
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear forms You often close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss?
Will the circle be unbroken by and by? By and by is a better home awaiting in the sky, oh, in the sky.
In the joyous days of childhood, all they told of wondrous love pointed to
one by one, then
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds. Like to that above, before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our one, our comforts, and our cares.
The word of the Lord from Matthew 5, 3 through 9. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The word of the Lord.
Mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear.
Hear the word of the Lord from Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the word of the Lord.
When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
The word of the Lord from Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
This glorious hope revives our courage by the way, while each in expectation lives and waits to see the day.
Word of the Lord from Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. This is the word of the Lord.
From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, as you uphold us in life and sustain us in death. To you be glory and praise forever, for the darkness of this age is passing away.
As a parent cares for their children, so the Lord cares for those who fear the Lord.
For God knows from where we come. God remembers that we are dust.
Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the mercy and goodness of the Lord endures forever, and God's righteousness is bestowed on our children's children. You are worthy, God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they have their being.
Today, we remember those we have known and loved as our own who have died. We, the bearing people, gather them to us that we may renew our trust and confidence in Christ and pray that together we may be one in Jesus.
By faith, Donna Smith was a friend to us through good times, bad times, and everything in between, living a life of perseverance and service to others. Thanks be to God for Donna. Today, Donna is gathered to her people.
By faith, Jackie Jeffries lived the qualities of Jesus among us, showing us goodness and patience and gentleness.
Thanks be to God for Jackie.
Today, Jackie is gathered to her people.
By faith, Patricia Sutton came to us as a person of faith, seeking Christ in her daily life and her relationships with us. Thanks be to God for Patricia. Today, Patricia is gathered to her people.
By faith, Alan Jenkins was a model of service to others, devoting his entire life to ministry and care for others, showing us what it is to be Christ to one another.
Thanks be to God for Alan.
Today, Alan is gathered to his people. Lord God, creator of all, you have made us creatures of this earth, but have also promised us life eternal. According to your promises, may all who have died in the peace of Christ come with your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom, where there will be neither sorrow nor pain, but life everlasting.
Acknowledge, we pray, the sheep of your own fold, lambs of your own flock. Enfold them in the arms of your mercy, in the rest of everlasting peace, and in the company of the saints.
God of all consolation, in your unending love and mercy for us, You turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. Show compassion to your people in their sorrow as we commend to you our loved ones. Be our refuge and our strength to lift us from the darkness of our grief into the peace and light of your presence. Amen. Strengthen the bonds of our family and our community. Confirm us in faith, in hope, and in love so that we may bear your peace to one another and one day stand together with all the saints and praise you as one.
May God give to you and to all those whom you love God's comfort and peace, light and joy in this world and the next, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Let's stand and sing together.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you
and give you peace.
And give you peace. And give you peace. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you.
And be gracious.
The Lord be gracious. Gracious unto you.
Be seated.
Good morning online, and good morning everyone here. We're so excited to see Liam and Izzy, and we wish you so many congratulations and blessings. Also, I would like to let everyone know this is not on your order of worship, but Brandon and Anna Huber will share a presentation on the Palestinian perspective on the current conflict on Sunday, November 12th, from 5 to 6 in the parlor. So please make note of that, and I've heard it's just an excellent, well thought out, wonderful presentation, and we're grateful to you both. Also, very important, the staff survey. This is we're in our second week for that. If anyone has any questions, you can ask myself or Paul Riddle, Anna Huber, and James Denham. We have the information on the table in the entry foyer, so please, that's really, really important. We want to hear from everyone. This is our second week, so y'all get on it. Everybody. Also, if you haven't yet, you can still make a special contribution to The Point and CCSC via check or PayPal. And also, don't forget about our new permanent food pantry bins. There's one in the foyer here and one in the hallway, like right around the corner from the donuts. And I know Trip has begun to help us start decorating them, so they're not trash cans, they are food bins, and so they're gonna pop soon because like we're working on some really fancy artwork to put on them. Also, Meet Neat signups. I think you have till November 12th, and there's a sign-up list also in the foyer on the table. Please pray for several of our members that are still suffering from COVID. Please pray for Dale Elliott, healing from surgery for bladder cancer. Bobby Hunt has been moved to rehab as he's recuperating from injuries from recent falls. John Hunter has been hospitalized with suspected pneumonia. Mary Lou's, one of our nursery workers, is being treated for a brain tumor, and it's metastasized. An update on Sandy Warren. She has been moved into rehab. She's suffering from COVID pneumonia, but she's getting stronger, and hopefully her transplant may still be happening in hopefully a month or so. Please continue to pray for Larry Galwick, Lindsay Maroff, Cheryl Duell, Laura Webb, Elaine Jenkins, and the family, Gloria Brandt, Dwayne and Barbara, John Redman, Rolf Johnson, Marcille Ledbetter, and Marcia Blackard. If you'll go to God with me. Holy Father, we come to you this morning with so much on our hearts. We are so grateful for this place that we have to come and be together to worship you. We thank you for the blessing of those that we have lost, for the impact that they have had on our lives. We ask you, God, to be with the sick that we have listed. We ask that you put your healing hands on them, and you be with those that care for them. And God, we know there's so much conflict in the world, and we struggle to even see how we can be helpful, and how, when, we just don't know, God. We don't have words. But we ask that you please put your hand on all of those suffering and guide each one of us. And it's in your Father, in your Son's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's stand and praise God one more time.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's be seated.
Those of you who know our patterns here probably recognize that we sang the Lord bless you and keep you, which is a song that we sing at the end of a worship service and thus ends the worship service. Then we just sang the doxology that usually begins our worship services, and we're about to read a passage of Scripture that we've already read today. So maybe you're at the place, again, especially if you know our patterns, maybe you're at the place of, wait, what's happening here? Did we just end the worship service? Are we starting a new one? And the answer to all of those questions is yes. We ended worship, but this is also a beginning of worship as well. We sing the doxology and we're about to read the Beatitudes of Jesus that begin the Sermon on the Mount as an act of worship to send us out into the world, not only in memory of the four people who died over the last year and a half who are among us and today have been gathered to their people, but we go back out into the world now to live as a way to honor their memory by taking on these attitudes of Jesus that he taught us in the Sermon on the Mount. We go out into the world now as people who are called to be peacemakers, for example. So we're going to read the Beatitudes again as a meditation to send us out into the world. I'd like to invite you, as you hear these passages of Scripture, to not think about lovely Sunday morning, but as we said last week, to think about Monday. Where are you going to be tomorrow? Where do you spend most of your time during the week? So picture yourself at work. Picture yourself at school. Picture yourself sitting on 610 for an hour and a half. Picture yourself at home, wherever you might happen to find yourself this week, and hear these Beatitudes of Jesus in Matthew 5 as invitations to live your life in these ways. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Let us go now into the world, into our lives. Let us go back to school. Let us go into work and let us go into our homes as people of Jesus and people who are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, not only in this moment, but as we go through our lives. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may God's face shine upon you today and tomorrow and in the days to come. Amen.